This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Brian Unger wants to declare war on the weather. First this, President Bush's second term is underway. Congress is getting back to work, especially on the president's plan to reform Social Security. That doesn't mean that the Republican-controlled Congress is moving exactly in the direction the White House has outlined. Joining us, as he does on Mondays, with political analysis is Slate writer Chris Sullentrop. Chris, welcome back. And the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Bill Thomas, this is the person who's going to write the legislation, essentially. Yesterday, he cast doubt on the president's claim that Social Security is in crisis. So it sounds like the proposal's already in trouble.
It is. I think that everyone knew this would be a hard sell, but again, everyone knows not to underestimate this president. But I do think it's worth noting that ABC Washington Post had a poll recently that showed that more people support personal accounts than believe the Social Security system is in crisis. So just saying Social Security system is not in crisis isn't necessarily sufficient to kill this plan.
People still kind of generally like the idea.
Yeah, not a majority, but there's still a group of people out there that they like the idea of having control over your money. It's very similar to the argument Bush made in 2000 for his tax cut. It's not the government's money, it's your money, and shouldn't you have it?
Well, Democrats don't seem to think so. They're determined to stop or slow this whole idea. How are they going to do it?
The Democrats have finally figured out that they're, after 10 years of being in the opposition, that they're the party of opposition. And so they're studying up on what the Republicans did to kill the health care plan in 93. They're united, they're unified, and they're just going to stand up and say no. And especially in the Senate, where you need 60 votes to get something done, that might be enough to stop it.
Who do you think is really winning the Social Security debate so far? Who's winning the language debate of how to describe things? I know I heard Karl Rove last week talk about what we need to do is modernize Social Security. And I thought, well, that's a nice kind of way to express it. We need to modernize it rather than reform it or change it in some way.
The Republicans have long had problems with the fact that describing Social Security privatization to people is more popular than asking people if you want to privatize Social Security. They've thought of names like Social Security Choice, Modernization, Reform. Unfortunately, none of them turn out to be very popular. If you just tell people, hey, do you want to have money in a 401k-style account? They say, yeah, that sounds good. And they say, well, do you want to privatize Social Security? They say, oh, my God, no. When the Washington Post interviewed President Bush recently, the Post reporter used the term private accounts when broaching a question about Social Security reform, and President Bush objected and said, hey, we don't want to politicize the question here. We don't call them private accounts. And Mike Allen, the Washington Post reporter, said, well, you called them private accounts just a few months ago when President Bush said, I did. And in fact, he had three times in a single speech. Karl Rove has used the term privatization in the past. But now they're trying to come out and say, we don't use that term. We use the term personal accounts. Who knows if that'll be more popular? They haven't found a phrase yet, a soundbite that really sells the plan in a way that people find amenable.
On another subject, Chris, this from the inauguration speech last week, Mr. Bush seemed to be laying out a new doctrine of spreading freedom and democracy around the world. But over the weekend, several newspaper stories quoted senior administration officials as saying this is not actually a new policy. What's going on?
The administration kind of came out with a, hey, we were just kidding reaction to the speech. But what they're trying to say is this speech was not an enunciation of a new policy. It was just the ratification of our current foreign policy. They're saying, don't expect anything new from us. This speech doesn't mean there's going to be a new war, nor does it mean any sort of new treatment of countries like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, that are not very democratic. They said, look, we're just ratifying our current policy, and those countries are on the right step. They're on the path to democracy, and this is a generational struggle, so don't expect anything in the next 4 years.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.